It's a very special day for me today. And I thank the Lefty O'Doul Foundation for Kids for creating a very special award that honors my family and Al Cassiato and Tom O'Doul and, of course, Nick Bovis and Russ Stanley and Gary Hall and people who heard me talk about Father's Day and how my father wasn't there, died when he was very young. When I was very young, he was not. Actually, he was young. He was 50.
50? That is young, yeah. Marty.
So my Uncle Abe took over and basically showed me the love of baseball. And those moments that became the fabric of my life, and it still is today, so many years later. And I always tell the story on Father's Day that it's not a father. It could be a significant person in the community, a brother, a nephew, a cousin, an uncle, whoever it could be, who makes that difference in young people's lives, the giving them the love of baseball, which I think saved my life and created the life that I have today. I'm lucky enough to have it. So I told that story on the air, and Al and Russ and Tom and Nick heard it, and they said, we're going to create an Uncle Abe Award for you in honor of your Uncle Abe Sarrett, who did that for you and brought you to this stage today. And this will be the third annual Uncle Abe Award that we're doing. The first two, Steve Warren, our friend from El Cerrito.
With El Cerrito, right?
Yeah. Yep. And last year, Nate Firestone from the Alameda Little League got it.
Okay.
And this year, I'm going to read the nomination speech, and we're going to honor Rob Fung. And it's a great letter, and this will tell you who Rob is, and then we're going to put him on the air. This is from Tony Rivera, and he's part of the board at the Lefty O'Doul Foundation for Kids. Rob is a 22-year veteran of the San Francisco Police Department. For the past 21 years, he's been the head varsity baseball coach at San Francisco's George Washington High School. During his tenure, he won 6 city championships. Rob is a 1986 graduate of Washington, where he was all-city all 4 years. We've got a lot of questions to ask you here.
Wow.
Rob recently announced his retirement as manager and head coach and has moved to an administrative capacity where he's focused on raising funds for the new George Washington baseball hitting facility. Rob has already raised $147,000 with a goal of $168,000. During his coaching career, he's not only taught the love of the game, which I love, to several generations of young men, but he's also served as a counselor, mentor, and as a surrogate father to many. And that means so much to me because that's what my Uncle Abe was to me. He is their Uncle Abe, and he will continue to be that uncle for the rest of their lives. Rob's continued tireless commitment to the young ballplayers at Washington while working as a full-time police officer on street patrol is amazing and highly commendable, and I know it. I was a criminal trial lawyer for many years. You know that, so I know what you guys go through. Tony says he feels an outstanding candidate for the Uncle Abe Award, and Rob, you are the winner this year. You deserve it, and I'm thrilled to have you here today. Let's hear it for Rob Fung.
Hey, that's awesome.
Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, congratulations. And just your thoughts about Tony's letter nominating, and of course Al Cassiato is here with Tom, and just what this means to you.
Those are some very kind words. I never saw that letter, and that's the first time I've heard it. I'm just grateful for this award. It's going to benefit the next generation of kids at Washington. We're close to building that batting cage. It's been a great collaboration of these corporations have been able to donate their time and their labor.
How did you have the time to do all this? And I mean, you're full-time with the police department, and then now you're coaching baseball, and we know how much time it takes, and plus you're a champion.
Well, I had good mentors, like your Uncle Abe. I had two very influential young coaches when I was young myself. They were Ron Gajero and Joe Guaco, both born and raised in the city. And it was just my opportunity to pass on what they taught me.
What is your philosophy of baseball? What do you try to pass on to the kids?
For the high school kids, I try to make it the best experience I can. It's probably going to be their time to shine. Not everyone's going to be able to play professional baseball, and I just want the high school experience to be the best they can be for them.
What's harder? Is it harder coaching or raising funds?
I think it's harder raising funds.
Help this man out. Help him today.
I agree. That's never simple. It's
Absolutely.
Never simple to do that. I'm sure you've had a lot of interesting players over the years. Any noteworthy names that went on to play professionally?
Actually, we have a player at AAA with the Dodgers, Okoye Dixon. Okay. He's in Oklahoma City right now, and he had a great spring last year, and he's been bogged down by some injuries, and you know, hopefully he'll make his debut one day, hopefully soon.
San Francisco baseball, Washington, who are the powers of San Francisco baseball?
I'd like to say Washington's one of the powers. Lowell's also one of the powers, and Balboa's coming back right now.
Any respect for the private schools? Do you give any respect to SI?
Obviously.
Okay.
I mean, any kids playing in the baseball, you have to give them respect.
Okay.
It's just tough to play in the city these days.
Sure.
All right. Now, now I know you had mentors along the way, but how about when you were a kid? Who introduced you to baseball?
Actually, my brother introduced me to baseball, and I grew up playing in a schoolyard and a game called strikeouts. That was my batting practice. And kids don't even know what strikeout is these days.
We talk about it a lot. We called it stickball.
Yeah.
And that's what we called it, with the box on the wall. So that's the way I learned the game in Brooklyn as well. Well, it's great to have you here. We congratulate you. It's an honor for me just to be able to do this every year. It's touched my family. It's the nicest thing anyone has ever done for us. And it means a lot for me to meet you and give you the check for $2,500.
Thank you.
And you can put that to your favorite charity.
That's great.
And I couldn't be more proud to do that. And I'm just honored to be part of the Lefty O'Dool Foundation for Kids when I do speeches around the Bay Area. And I get an honorarium. The money goes to the Lefty O'Dool Foundation for Kids. That's what I do. And thank you.
Marty, thank you. Thank Al Casiato, Tony Rivera, and Tom O'Dool here. Thank
you. All right. Let's hear it for Rob Fung. He is the Uncle Abe Award winner. The actual plaque, which I'm going to give you, which you can keep. We'll take some pictures in a second. And then have you seen the permanent plaque, Pat?
Unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah, show that to Pat. Yeah, this is the permanent plaque.
It's gorgeous.
That is displayed at Lefty O'Dool's. It's got my family life story on there. And also it's got the winners for the first 3 years. So that stays permanently at Lefty O'Dool's.
Officer Fung, I have to ask you, as a man that helps with discipline here in our city, what's your philosophy on kids bat flipping today? Do you let the kids bat flip when they hit a bomb?
You know what? We haven't had a kid hit a ball far enough to bat flip.
That's a good answer.
Wait, if they get into that position?
They probably have to hit it from second base.
Okay. Well, way to go, officer. That's really cool.
Objection. Calls for speculation. All right. Very good. Rob, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more right here from the Public House. A nice Sunday morning here in the Sports League.
That's cool.
KNBR 680.